Radio also lets you create custom music stations commercial free.
Thanks, iHeartRadio, man.
All on your smartphone and absolutely free.
Just remember to keep your heart on.
Catchy.
Thanks, I thought it up last night.
Download the new iHeartRadio app for your smartphone today or experience it on Xbox and at iHeartRadio.com.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome back, perhaps. Welcome for the first time. Either way, we're glad to have you here for The Slippery Slope of Lipids, a call-in talk show that allows you to interact with the host and get great information about your health. Also, you can offer comments. If there's something that you hear along the way that you want to comment on, you're welcome to. Let me give you the phone numbers right up front. 941-206-1580 or 888-441-1580, whether you're listening locally or anywhere on iHeartRadio or online, you can call us on either of those phone numbers. My name is Todd Matthews. Let me introduce to you the host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Good to speak to everyone today. And I have to tell you, last week's program about salt, I have gotten such positive feedback about.
I was thinking you would, because it's such a confusing subject for a lot of people.
And, you know, there's more to talk about salt, but today I'm going to focus in on something else that's very important too, fiber.
Ah, there's another one that, at least it, for me, has always been very confusing. I like to read labels like we've been talking about, but I can't make heads or tails out of the fiber part.
Fiber is so important. And how do we get this? We get this in our diet from eating fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing, and I'm going to break it all down, is the most important thing to take home is we don't want naked grains.
Naked grains. I don't think I've heard of that before.
We don't want a naked grain. We want their coats on.
Oh, okay.
The bran on a grain is their coats.
Gotcha. Okay. So there's an outer coating on pieces of grain.
On grain, that's called the bran.
The bran.
And the inside part is called the germ and the endosperm.
Mm-hmm.
So we want our coats on. The more you take the coats off and you make the grain naked, it becomes more refined.
Didn't know you were going to get a botany lesson today, did you?
That's right. So we do not want our grains to be naked. Okay. So we're going to talk about why is fiber so important.
Okay.
We know we get it from different sources, but why is it important? Because it is known that if you eat your diet with more fiber, you have decreased heart disease risk, decreased diabetes, and decreased constipation.
You hear that. You also hear fairly regularly that it helps make you feel full. So for people who are trying to lose weight, it's supposed to be good, too.
Yes. And I'm going to explain how that works.
Sure.
Because, and why is it important? Again, we've always emphasized, read your labels, read the ingredients, know what a serving is. So there's two types of fiber. Now, another word for fiber is called roughage. And those are parts of the plants that you can't digest or absorb, okay?
That's what my grandmother always used to say. You need more roughage in your diet.
Right. Remember, your grandmother would say, eat the skin with the apple.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the potato skins on your baked potato.
Which I like doing, actually.
That is fiber.
Okay.
Okay, now, I don't mean to go eat potato skins with 10 pounds of cheese, bacon, and butter, because we know that...
Don't forget the sour cream.
That's a saturated fat, and we've been trying to decrease that in our diets.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to put it all into perspective. So there's the insoluble fiber, increases the bulk.
Okay.
And bulk, where does it increase bulk? Well, in our intestines, in our stomach.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those are whole wheat flour, wheat bran, nuts, many vegetables, and potato skins.
Okay.
Okay, so then the soluble fibers become like a gelatinous substance in your intestines. And those are oats, prunes, peas, apples, barley, and psyllium. Psyllium is what you find in those fiber supplements.
Okay.
All right.
So two different kinds of fiber, and they actually sort of work differently once in your system?
Once they're in your system, they work differently. Mm-hmm. And so we know, for example, if you're going to try to decrease the absorption of sugar in your body and you're trying to lose weight, the best one is a soluble fiber.
Soluble. And what were the examples of that one again?
The soluble fiber was the oats, mm-hmm. the most common, barley, certain fruits, apples, prunes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, the insoluble was like the wheat bran and nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you need to incorporate both types in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
So why is this important? Because many people have problems with their intestines, where they may have, we know that fiber helps with people who have irritable bowel syndrome. It helps decrease the episode of hemorrhoids that are produced.
Mm-hmm.
And it decreases the risk for diverticular disease, which are little pockets that form in your colon and they don't seem to get cleaned out. So the whole idea of fiber is it bulks up your stool and it draws water in so that you have more easier bowel movements. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So why is this important? Well, this is important if you're trying to decrease your risk for colon cancer. And if you start eating food that's refined or more sugar, what happens? There's a higher risk of diabetes. We know diabetes is associated with heart disease. So we need to be aware. So many people will tell me, oh, I don't like any vegetables.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is just like that.
I don't want to eat vegetables. They won't eat any oatmeal. They'll say, well, you know what? Dr. Triana, I eat whole wheat. And I say, well, look at your label. Because the best thing is whole bran. Remember we talked about the coat?
That's right, the coat.
The bran is the coat on the wheat. Brown rice means it still has its little coat on.
Oh, that's what brown rice means.
Yes. If you take the coat, you get white rice.
Gotcha.
So that fiber is good for your diet, for your intestines. Now, some people say, well, they'll take their fiber in supplements like Metamucil, Citrusil, or Fibercon.
You read my mind because there are so many supplements out nowadays.
Well, we all know that it's more healthier to take it in your foods. Not to say that these aren't good, but if you are eating, remember, walnuts has omega-3s in it. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are you getting omega-3s, you're getting fiber.
Okay. As always, it seems, with anything, whether you're talking about vitamins, minerals, supplements of any kind, it's always better to get them straight from the food source, if possible.
Right. From nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you take the fiber, it also has some minerals in it, which are good for you, like magnesium. And if you eat your green vegetables, you can get calcium, you get potassium, which we had talked about the electrolytes in your body, which with that last week we focused on the big one, sodium.
That's right.
But we're going to discuss later, too, the other electrolytes that are important. So why do I say try to get your bran? Bran is the coat. We talked about the coat. We don't want the naked grain.
No naked grains. This is a family program.
Yes, this is a family program. Okay. So when someone says, I eat whole wheat flour, you know, it says whole wheat flour.
Right.
All right. What they do is they take the grain with the bran, the whole coat and everything, and grind it up and make the flour.
Okay.
But if the label says wheat bran fiber, like all bran cereals, then they just use the coat part.
And they don't use the
inside. They'll use much, much less. They use the coat.
Primarily
you really
the coat.
Get the fiber, the bran. So
bran is really the buzzword to be looking for here.
Yes. You want that fiber.
Okay.
Again, refined flours are the ones that are, they have carbohydrates in them too. They don't have as much fiber. So in a label, if a label, the bread might say whole wheat, but it may not have that much bran in it.
I see. Okay.
So bran is really what you have to look for. And you have to look for, they'll tell you fiber. For example, when we were talking about counting your carbohydrates, if you take your total carbohydrates that are listed and you subtract the fiber from that number, that gives you the actual amount of carbohydrates that you have the potential to absorb.
Okay, that's where I usually get confused, if you don't mind me asking it to try to clarify, and I may not be the only one. When I see the label and it says carbohydrates and then fiber is listed under carbohydrates, and you just said subtract that number, so that doesn't count towards the carbohydrate count?
No, because it is a type. Some of the fiber has types of carbohydrates.
I see.
I didn't want to get into a chemistry class.
Right.
But the important thing is that fiber, remember we talked about fiber, it has less chance of being absorbed by the body.
Right.
Okay.
More of a chance of passing through.
Of passing and collecting fluid so it goes out of your system. But you need that for your colon health. You need that because it's going to help affect how much cholesterol you absorb from your diet. Fiber will decrease that. And it also helps by decreasing inflammation in your body.
Okay?
So how much fiber do we need?
That's a really good question.
How much? Men and women, it's a little different, and age is different.
Okay.
So if you're a man, you need over 30 grams of fiber a day.
Okay.
If you're a woman, you need 21 grams of fiber a day. If you're over the age of 50.
Those are both for over 50?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're under 50, men need 38, women need 25. Okay? Wow. So we know that if you just eat refined flour, you're not going to get enough fiber.
Mm-mm.
If you eat bread that's just plain white bread that has no fiber in it, you're not going to get the fiber because that's made from refined flour. They took the coat off. Okay?
Do you have any idea what the average American takes in? You gave the number just a moment ago, say 38 for men under 50. I bet the average guy walking around under 50 doesn't get anywhere near that.
No, they don't. They don't get. The average is a lot less. Because a lot of people don't realize that they have to eat the grain with the bran, the potato with the skin, the apple. There's so many people who won't, you know, and I ask people to write what they eat. They'll eat maybe pasta that's refined flour. They'll eat bread that's refined flour. They'll eat a cereal that they think they're getting, it's good for them. But if you look at it, it has no fiber in it. And they may not eat any nuts or seeds.
Okay.
So the whole idea is to make everyone aware of what we can do to better our health, decrease our risk from having a heart attack and stroke, developing diabetes. All this is put together.
And as a bonus, we also heard about the contribution to prevention of colon cancer, which is another important reason to consider fiber in your diet.
Right. So remember, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes. And that is very, very important. And I want everyone, if you have any questions, please call.
Absolutely. Let me give the phone numbers out again. 206-1580. That's local for the 941 area code, 206-1580. Or toll-free nationwide at 888-441-1580. This might be a good point to also, for those who might be newcomers to the program, I'll let you know Dr. Triana is a board-certified lipidologist, and if you haven't heard of that before, that's okay. It's a fairly new and up-and-coming specialty, but she specializes in those lipid chemicals that are in the body and how they affect your health, and they seem to affect just about everything as we've learned over the course of the past few months.
Right. But remember, we're also here to help everyone to learn more about what is it we put in our mouths, what is it we can do to decrease our risk. So, and I know it's confusing when people say, what is it, whole wheat, whole bran? Mm-hmm. You've got to look at the label. If you read the ingredients and the first thing in the ingredient, that's what's mostly inside whatever you're eating, mm-hmm. or whatever you're taking in. So if that says sugar,
mm-hmm.
or if that says if it says bleached flour, which is a refined flour,
mm-hmm.
then it's not going to have the fiber that you need.
Okay.
Okay?
So bleached, I see that fairly frequently. That's code for this is highly refined.
Highly refined.
And the coat is long gone.
The coat is long gone.
Okay.
The coat is long gone. So I wanted to talk about the fiber, and I wanted to add to last week's program about the salt, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before that, like, for example, a black bean burger
mm-hmm.
is 15 grams of fiber.
Is it really?
An orange has 3 grams of fiber. Now, there's some wonderful websites, the National Institute of Medicine, the National Institute of Health, MayoClinic.com,
mm-hmm.
ClevelandClinic.com. And we talked about MyPlate.gov about the plates.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have more vegetables on that plate. Over half of it mm-hmm. should be vegetables and greens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to talk about the other electrolytes.
Okay.
And remember we talked about sodium. And I found some other ingredients that are in our food that have sodium. We talked about, you know, sodium chloride. Okay.
We have a caller, and we'll come right back to sodium chloride right after we talk things over here. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Yes. I have a question for Dr. Triana. What foods are highest in fiber?
What foods are highest in fiber?
Yes.
Okay. The foods that are highest in fiber are, remember the grains that have their coats on. We talked about the not naked grains, whole bran and vegetables, whole grains, legumes,
beans,
right? Fruits, and also nuts and seeds.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a pretty wide field of choice. You really can navigate your way and find something that's your favorite in there, I would hope, I would think.
Right. And, you know, my family is originally from Cuba,
mm-hmm.
so I was born here, but my mother makes the best black beans.
Does she?
Oh, my goodness. I love black beans. I like any kind of beans, yeah. though.
And, again, that's going to be high in fiber and better for
high
you.
High in fiber. But remember, beans also have carbohydrates.
Yes.
Some protein. So it's fiber. It's very good.
Okay. So, sodium chloride.
Going back to the salt.
Mm-hmm.
Baking soda has sodium in it.
Didn't even think about that.
It's in your bread.
Mm-hmm.
Baking powder
mm-hmm.
has sodium in it. Disodium phosphate, which are ingredients they use like preservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Sodium alginate.
Okay.
And sodium nitrate, we had discussed that, or
right.
nitrites,
mm-hmm.
which they use. You know, the ham, the bologna.
Smoked meats. And
the smoked meats.
Mm-hmm.
So all that has sodium. Can you imagine a teaspoon of soy sauce? Teaspoon of soy sauce has 1,000 milligrams of sodium.
Really? Which, if I remember correctly, is just about half of your daily allowance.
If you're restricted in your sodium, and you have to be, yes, if you have to be less than 1,500 milligrams,
mm-hmm.
you've really
taken a good whack out of
you've
it.
You've used up your bank account right uh-huh. there.
Oh, boy. And who doesn't, I mean, let's face it, we all like some Asian food now and then, and who doesn't like the soy sauce just poured on without even thinking about it? I won't do it ever again. I'll tell you from now on, I will be measuring in a teaspoon. You've got to pay attention to these things.
An average regular can of chicken soup has about 1,000 milligrams of sodium.
My goodness.
That's a lot. So again, remember we talked about reading your labels, seeing what you have, and knowing your health history. Because last week we had the caller about the salt substitutes. And we know that potassium chloride, when people have chronic kidney disease, they don't excrete the potassium as they should. And the potassium can go up.
So you have to be careful. There's no magic bullet, as it were. I'll go to the salt substitute and be totally safe and fine. There are other health considerations with whatever move you make there.
Right. When we talked about electrolytes, I want to remind everybody, it has to do, electrolytes are important for the fluid in your body. And there's three main compartments. There's the fluid inside the cells, the fluid around the cells, and the fluid that's your blood. So a lot of people out there are on what are called diuretics.
Yes.
And those diuretics will also decrease sodium in your body and may decrease potassium. So I had some patients ask me about that after the show last week, and I want to make sure that everyone knows. Another thing that medicine that most people use on a lot of very often are called NSAIDs. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Good old Advil and aspirin and so forth.
Those increase sodium also.
No kidding.
Yes. And in your body, as do anabolic steroids, some antibiotic, corticosteroids. And we were talking about your colon health, right? And eating fiber. Well, if you need to use a laxative, it can also raise your sodium in your body.
Wow. See, I think there's a tendency, and I know this has been my case all my life, I've thought I can use my taste buds to tell me whether there's salt in something or not, because we can taste something that's salty. But look at all the hidden items that have salt. You'd never taste it coming.
You'd never taste it coming. So that's why when people are overusing salt, they kind of have to like wean their body off of it so they can develop again the taste of food without so much salt.
You bring up the excellent point that we talk about over and over again, but it's such an important point about reading labels. When it comes to something like taking NSAIDs, you're not going to find, I don't think the label tells you much about the sodium content or the ability to increase the sodium in your body.
It increases sodium in your body. So that's very important. And it's very important, and that's why they said talk to your doctor if you have chronic kidney disease or renal disease, how these medicines affect your kidneys.
If I take one particular day, I have a headache that just won't go away, so I take ibuprofen all day, something along those lines. Should I be thinking about salt at dinner time and cutting back, or is it not going to really matter for that short
term?
Well,
if your kidneys are functioning correctly, you don't have kidney disease, you should be able to eliminate the sodium. That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
But remember, long term, if you eat a diet high in sodium, you're going to experience raising your blood pressure. So remember, one day here, one day there is, we're looking at the long term. And that's the whole reason I have the prevention center. I'm not looking about today or tomorrow. I'm looking at my patients going, in 10 years, what is it we can do to prevent a very serious event like a heart attack or stroke or developing diabetes? With knowledge, with information, with reading labels, there is so much each of us can do, whether you're in the healthcare field or not. And that's what I'm trying to help people to learn. For example, the fiber. What is the fiber? Why is it good? Everybody hears about it, but people will ask, well, where do I get that in my diet? Well, yes, we know now you can get it from fruits and vegetables, from nuts, from beans. And, I mean, how many people do you know say, oh, that's something I don't want to know about? Or they didn't realize it. But now, if you listen to the program, you'll realize
it. Which is what we hope you'll come back each Friday and do. A couple questions about fiber that pop into my head. A lot of talk about fiber being good for those who are trying to lose weight. If you're dieting, how does that help? I actually have heard things like it will suppress your appetite. Does it just give you a feeling of fullness more so, or what?
Well, what happens is it gives you a feeling of fullness. Mm-hmm. We know that the brain is the appetite center.
Mm-hmm. It's not your stomach, believe it or not.
Yes. So, but between, there's like a 20-minute lag time. So if you chew your food slowly mm-hmm. and you eat your food, you wait 20 minutes, the signals are going to start saying you feel full. So in other words, if you rush, eat all your food, eat a lot of food, you're not giving your body time to listen to the rest of your body saying, hey, wait a minute there, you've mm-hmm. eaten enough.
I wonder how many people know that, because to me, this is new information, but it's very valuable. A 20-minute lag time.
Yes.
Most of us sit down, we scarf our food down quickly, go on to the next thing, and then 20 minutes, half hour afterwards, don't you get that feeling of over-fullness? You ate too much? That's why.
That's why. There's so many chemicals that in your body that we're talking about your own natural chemicals that communicate with your brain and your body and your stomach. So fiber increases that full feeling. Mm-hmm. The food doesn't go right through you right away. It mm-hmm. takes time to digest. Also, it doesn't digest. Mm-hmm. It attracts water. Water makes bulk. Mm-hmm. So this is the whole reason that when people eat, if you're really trying to lose weight, it's better to start with your vegetable and greens first. Mm-hmm. So by the time you get to the part that has the most calories, the meat, you're not as hungry.
Interesting. Another question that popped into my head. Anytime I've ever known anybody who made a deliberate attempt at increasing the fiber in their diet, and there are numerous ways, as we've talked about, that right. you can do that. It's very hard if you start counting grams of fiber to get to the numbers you threw out earlier. And everybody I've known always says the same thing. I'm trying to get more fiber in my diet. I'm eating a lot more fiber, and I'm uncomfortable. I get stomach aches and
yes.
bloating and so forth. What can we do about that, or does the body get used to that?
It's the body has to slowly, you have to slowly introduce more fiber into your diet, because if you do it too quickly, you're going to get bloating, you're going to get gas and cramping.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that is common, but you have to introduce the fiber slowly.
So don't shoot, if you're a guy like me, don't shoot for 38 grams today. Work your way towards it.
Work your way towards it. And also remember, you need to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, and we're talking about water. We're not talking about, you know, chocolate milk or, you know, water, fluids. You need fluids.
But Kool-Aid has water in it, doesn't it? Not the same thing.
It's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, and oh, by the way, I heard in your show that you were a Boy Scout.
Yes.
I was a Girl Scout.
How about that?
Yes.
Yes, I was.
When you grew up in Charlotte County, it was fabulous being a Girl Scout.
I was a Boy Scout up north.
You learned so much. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but I never did the candle thing. Anyways, so I hope that we are opening up everybody's curiosity to learn more and to ask questions. And I really appreciate that everyone's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any questions, please call us or drop by the office. We're on Harbor Boulevard.
Harbor Boulevard in Port Charlotte.
Yeah.
Give us the run through of the address and the phone number and the website.
The website is TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And we're at 3155 Harbor Boulevard. And our phone number is 941-625-1990. And we didn't get a chance, but there's more to talk about. The electrolytes in your body, sodium, potassium, chloride, mm-hmm. magnesium, phosphorus.
That's why you have to come back next and every Friday. And by the way, if you want to get caught up, there's an archive of these shows on Dr. Triana's website. So you can go there and listen to your heart's content and your heart's health as well. We do have a link also from our website, WCCFAM.com.
So the take-home message today is no naked grains.
Like
leave
it.
The coats on, leave the bran on.
If it comes to naked, I can remember it. Thank you so much for that thought, and thank you for a great show today.
Thank you so much. Stay healthy.